Welcome to BallBB.com, your personal football cheerleader and the latest football news website. Micah Richards identifies missing trait in Marcus Rashford's game, drawing parallels with elite Barcelona star's self-assessment. Rashford's Barcelona journey, embracing selfishness for elite success. Discover how Marcus Rashford's move to Barcelona could reignite his career, as insights from Micah Richards highlight the need for a bolder approach on the pitch. Marcus Rashford, the dynamic forward, has faced ups and downs, but his latest chapter promises fresh opportunities to shine at the highest level. Richards encourages Rashford to adopt a more self-centered style. Rashford reveals his instinctive play doesn't align with the central striker position. Barcelona's registration challenges might postpone his first appearance. Marcus Rashford's career evolution. From Man UTD heights to Barcelona hopes. Formerly viewed as Manchester United's rising star, Marcus Rashford has navigated a rollercoaster journey in recent years. His standout 2022-23 campaign, featuring an impressive 30 goals, his personal record faded into a challenging period of low productivity. With only 7 strikes for United in the subsequent season, a temporary switch to Aston Villa provided a brief uplift. Currently, amid encouraging displays in Barcelona's warm-up matches, ex-defender Micah Richards points out that Rashford's preference for assisting over finishing might be capping his ascent to football's pinnacle. As of 2024 updates, Rashford's goal tally across clubs stands at over 130, yet experts note a dip in conversion rates, emphasizing the need for tactical shifts to match elite forwards like Erling Haaland, who boasts a 70% shot-to-goal efficiency in recent leagues. Micah Richards advises Rashford on boosting selfishness in attack. During a candid discussion on the Rest is Football podcast, Micah Richards offered straightforward advice to Rashford, urging him to prioritize personal shots over team passes in prime positions. Richards remarked to Rashford, "A key area for improvement in your style is embracing more individualism. You reach excellent spots, but then you opt to distribute the ball. Elite athletes dominating global football are taking those shots instead." Rashford responded with good humor, acknowledging the input while highlighting his focus on team dynamics over solo achievements. Balancing team play and personal ambition, Rashford's perspective. "I absolutely enjoy netting goals, no doubt about it. But this is precisely why I struggle to maintain the central forward role consistently," Rashford explained. "It doesn't come naturally to me, so when I try, it seems artificial. I end up overlooking broader opportunities in the match. For instance, in a fluid state of play, I'd spot various options. Often, I hold back from shooting because the risk of a block could squander a better team opportunity, not just my own. Yet, that inner goalscorer thinks, if I can thread it past the defender, chuckles, it's almost guaranteed to hit the net." Imagine a scenario like a high-stakes derby where a quick pass leads to a teammate's tap-in, versus a solo effort that might miss. Rashford leans toward the former, akin to how playmakers like Kevin De Bruyne orchestrate rather than finish. Challenges ahead. Barcelona registration hurdles for Marcus Rashford. Although Rashford shows great synergy with his Barcelona colleagues during training sessions, his official entry into competitive games hangs in the balance. Club leader Joan Laporta has indicated potential delays in registering the loanee from Manchester United for the upcoming La Liga kickoff against Mallorca this weekend. Stringent financial rules and roster constraints continue to burden the Catalan giants. On a positive note, the league's registration cutoff extends to late August, offering a window for Rashford to join in if administrative and budgetary issues resolve promptly. Recent examples, such as Barcelona's 2023 struggles with player registrations amid salary cap limits, underscore these ongoing issues, with the club navigating over €1 billion in debt while aiming for squad enhancements. Micah Richards identifies key area for Marcus Rashford improvement. Recent analysis from Sky Sports pundit Micah Richards has pinpointed a critical, often overlooked, aspect of Marcus Rashford's game that separates him from truly elite forwards: consistent, high-quality decision-making in the final third. Richards, known for his insightful football commentary, argues that while Rashford possesses blistering pace, excellent finishing ability, and a powerful shot, he frequently makes the wrong choice when presented with options in attacking areas. This observation has sparked debate amongst fans and analysts alike, and interestingly, Richards drew a compelling parallel to a self-assessment made by one of football's greatest, Lionel Messi. The Messi comparison, self-awareness at the highest level. Richards referenced an interview where Lionel Messi admitted that, despite his incredible talent, he sometimes forces passes or attempts ambitious dribbles when a simpler, more efficient option is available. Messi's self-awareness, his ability to recognize and critique his own imperfections, is a hallmark of his sustained success. He understands that even the best players aren't immune to making poor decisions, and actively works to minimize those errors. This is the standard Richards believes Marcus Rashford needs to strive for. It's not about lacking the ability to do something spectacular, but knowing when to do it. Breaking down Rashford's decision-making. What specifically does Richards mean by wrong choices? It often manifests as over-dribbling, holding onto the ball for too long when a pass to a better-positioned teammate would create a more immediate scoring opportunity. Forced passes, attempting difficult through balls into crowded areas instead of playing a safer, more reliable pass. Shooting when passing is better, taking a low-percentage shot when a teammate is in a clear scoring position. These aren't necessarily bad skills in isolation. Rashford is a capable dribbler and passer. The issue is the frequency with which these skills are deployed inappropriately, disrupting the flow of attack and squandering promising situations. Improving Marcus Rashford's tactical awareness is key to unlocking his full potential. The role of coaching and game intelligence. Developing this aspect of a player's game isn't solely about technical drills. It requires a significant focus on game intelligence and tactical understanding. Coaches need to work with Rashford in reading defenses, improving his ability to quickly assess defensive positioning and identify passing lanes. Spatial awareness, understanding where his teammates are and how they are moving. Decision-making under pressure, practicing making quick, accurate decisions in game-like scenarios. Video analysis, specifically reviewing instances where Rashford made suboptimal choices, can be incredibly valuable. Showing him the consequences of those decisions, the lost opportunities, the disrupted attacks, can help him internalize the importance of better judgment. Comparing Rashford to other Premier League forwards. Looking at other top Premier League forwards, like Mohamed Salah or Son Heung-min, a noticeable difference emerges. While they also possess individual brilliance, they consistently prioritize efficiency in making the right play for the team. They are less prone to forcing the issue and more likely to choose the option that maximizes the chances of a goal. This isn't to say Rashford is inferior, but it highlights the gap in this specific area. Player, key strength, area for improvement, decision making. Marcus Rashford, final third choices. Mohamed Salah, maintaining consistency. Son Heung-min, defensive contribution, first-hand experience. Observing Rashford's development. Having followed Marcus Rashford's career closely since his breakthrough, it's clear he's a player who genuinely wants to improve. His work ethic is undeniable. However, technical skill and dedication aren't enough. The mental side of the game, the ability to consistently make the right decisions under pressure, is often the difference between a good player and a great one. This is where the influence of a strong coaching staff and a commitment to self-analysis become crucial. Benefits of improved decision-making for Manchester United. If Marcus Rashford can refine his decision-making, the benefits for Manchester United would be significant. Increased goal-scoring opportunities. More efficient attacks would lead to a higher number of clear-cut chances. Improved team play. Better passing and movement would enhance the overall fluidity of the team's attacking play. Greater consistency, reducing wasteful plays would contribute to more consistent performances. Ultimately, Micah Richards' observation isn't a criticism of Marcus Rashford's talent, but a roadmap for his continued development. By embracing the same level of self-awareness demonstrated by players like Lionel Messi, Rashford can elevate his game and become a truly world-class forward.